Can you imagine being under legalism all your life and not knowing it? You go to work all day, it's legalism, rule-based living. Then you go to church, it's legalism. You better not miss a day. You better read your Bible. You better do this. You better do this. You better touch not, taste not, and handle not. Can you imagine being your whole life, you got to follow some kind of rule and not even realize the game that's being played on you, the mind game that's being played? The government, the laws, the media, the news, your spouse, the school, you learned it in school, military. Works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. That's a mind game from the time you're born until the time you're dead. And if you can't see through it, imagine what's going on in your thinking. In other words, if you've been pressured all your life, you got to follow this rule. You got to meet up to this level. You got to match somebody else's expectation. It's actually witchcraft. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. Works, you got to work hard to be saved. You got to work hard to be good enough. Levels, you got to rise up to the next level. Grades, you got to get the next grade. If you don't pass the next grade, you got to get the next ranking. You got to get all these thumbs up. You got to get 20 thumbs up. If you don't, you're bad. Social credit score, you got to be good enough. Social credit score. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand that you're under pressure every which way but loose? And the only way you're going to escape it is understand it's rooted in legalism. Law, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. If the letter killeth, how does that apply in your daily life? Because everything's happening right now. How does that apply in your daily routine? Everybody's putting you under law, honey-do list. If you got a spouse saying, hey, I got a honey-do list, and if you don't do this, I'm not going to love you. Part of the game, people. It's part of the game. Now, in the natural, don't get me wrong, there has to be rules to function down here. Don't get me wrong. There has to be in the flesh. Flesh is nothing but sin, so the flesh creature needs rules, right? This is why they go party on Friday and get drunk, because they've been under rules their whole week, and they have no relief. They have no relief. I want you to really think about that. If you're under a pressure cooker all week and you're not spiritual, you're just a flesh creature, what are you going to do? You're going to explode. They're trying to be religious by works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. If you're under a pressure cooker, you got to meet this, you got to do this, you got to match this, you got to rise to this. If you're under that pressure cooker all week, and you are not able to do it because you're in dead in trespasses and sins. This is why I get mad, because the church tries to make the world the church. The world is never going to be the church. The world is nothing but sin. They're dead. They can't hear you. The only thing they can hear is the gospel. So the church is mad at, you know, the Republicans are mad at the world. Well, that's the world. What do you mean? They're Gentiles. It's the Corinthians. You're living in Corinth. The USA, Russia, China, all the Gentiles are like the Corinthians. The book of Corinthians. And what were the Corinthians? Nothing but sin. And so somebody's trying to put you under pressure, under law, and under all these rules and all these levels and ranks, and put you under some kind of bondage, and you got to follow this, and you got to be perfect. Somebody who's looking for perfection in the energy of the flesh, imagine their whole life. They have to become narcissists. And if they're leadership, they're trying to expect somebody else to be perfect, and they're not even perfect. And so they're going to be delusional, thinking they're perfect and everybody needs to meet up to their expectations. If you've ever had a mother-in-law like that, you know what I'm talking about. They want you to keep your house as clean as theirs. They don't even remember when they were younger. You know, somebody's got two or three kids and they want you to keep up with them. The pressures of life get harder and harder because the more technology, the harder it gets. But my point is they forget who they are. What they are, where they've been. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so unless a person understands walking in the Spirit, that it's by faith, and it's living above the law, not under the law, and you might say, well, how do you live, if you're preaching against legalism, how do you live above it? How do you live above the law? You renew your mind, and so you go the extra mile. You don't have a lemon face or sour face because you're above the law. What is above the law? Love and truth. Love your neighbors yourself. Love your enemy. Give them water and bread. Doesn't mean you don't put the boundaries up. Part of living above the law is boundaries. Boundaries. Setting boundaries. And see, the narcissist and the legalist and the Jezebel and the Delilah, they hate boundaries, because when you set a boundary, it messes up their game. It messes up their game when you put up boundaries. They can't get in. They want to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So when you set boundaries, it's like a law to them. Remember, they're under a pressure cooker to explode. So they're under pressure, so they want to put you under pressure. They're under legalism, so they want to put you under legalism. They hate your freedom because they're not under freedom, because it's a mind game. They've been brainwashed their whole life. MK Ultra mind control is legalism. And Jezebelism, which is the same thing. This is the most important message I've done in a long time. If you can understand that you live above the law, you're not under obligation or rules. Lyft and Uber will send a message saying you're under obligation to blah, 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 blah when you're doing their app. You're under obligation. Well, if it's dangerous, it's not healthy, you're not under obligation to do anything. Hello. They want to put you under law and rules, under the law. Instead of you rising above the law, they want you under the law. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? That the only way to beat legalism and works, levels, ranks, grades, levels, ratings is to be above the law. What is above the law? Walking in the Spirit. What is walking in the Spirit? Love and truth. If you're married and one spouse, and let's say you love your wife or you love your husband, or and you understand what's going on in this reality, and your husband or wife, depending on if you're a man and woman, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, so read between the lines where they censor it. But if you love your spouse, you would go the extra mile, not by rule base, but out of love. And it doesn't matter if it's the man or the woman. If the woman wants the man to be use unconditional love, then she should too. That's not one-sided. I think this is why a lot of men die early, because they're sacrificing, but the woman's not. It's a sacrificial, redemptive system through and through. That's the overarching pattern. That's the archetype of all things. Jesus went to the cross, and so you're going to have to sacrifice. The man and the woman have to sacrifice for the children, not just the man and not just the woman. And they have to sacrifice for each other. If you don't grasp that concept, you'll never escape the game. Job-wise, if the job asks you to go the extra mile, if you love what you're doing, you don't care. You're getting paid. If you have to work overtime, you're getting paid time and a half. I know they take out more taxes. Don't get me wrong. I understand the battle. What's the conclusion? If you don't get saved, you're going to be religious but lost. Not only that, you're going to be under some kind of pressure cooker. An obligation by somebody else, because you can't stand to be alone, because you have to look in the mirror. So you'll be around a bunch of people who are putting you under rules, and you're putting yourself under rules, and you'll never be happy, and you'll end up burning forever in hell. But if you run to Jesus, you can be free and be happy and be content. And nobody's going to put you under any kind of obligation. The only reason you would do right is because the love of Christ. What Jesus did for you should make you want to do right. Not out of rules, but out of gratitude. And when you say, Lord, I'm sorry, I can't do right. I need your help. And he gives you the power to do right. By his spirit in you. See the difference.